Just a cramp for Hosley there at the end.
Yeah. Yep.
What's your plan for the fourth game coming up against the Patriots with the starters at least?
Very little. The rest of the guys will play.
Is it going to be by very little? Does it matter what they do in that little or that will extend?
Not really. It's a pitch count.
Are you more watching for the guys below the starting level, the backup guys fighting for jobs?
I am. I'm very interested in that, how they handle that, the situation. Some of the roster spots are definitely still decisions have to be made, so it's spelled opportunity. And you know, you get a chance to play like this and have a game in which you could amass 60 snaps or something along those lines, plus special teams would be a good thing.
With all the nagging little injuries, does that complicate some of these decisions even more, either today or after the last?
Well, it certainly always does, you know. There's no question about that part of it, because you know, you end up after today with your 75, and yet you still have a bunch of guys that couldn't play. So that's really not the intent of it, but that's the way it happens.
Do you have any more information on Victor?
No. Nope.
He's
not going to play in the game.
We saw Beeson out here doing some work. It looks like he's made some.
He's feeling
progress
better.
There.
Yeah, he feels better. He you know, he's got a routine now, and I'm a little bit more aggressive each day with it, and so he's optimistic. Let's put it that way.
Are you guys optimistic?
He's optimistic. I just, whatever they tell me, I'm the eternal optimist.
Tom, where does the funding situation stand right now with Weatherford?
Where does it? Well, it's always going to be there's a game to go, and it's going to be a competitive thing. Not necessarily with the guys that are here. And that goes for any position. People have to understand that. You know, you're not competing just against the guys here. You're competing against the waiver wire.
Well, what have you wanted to see out of Steve? You know,
what we're always after is directional, hang time, distance, location, hang, and the opportunity to put us in the best position from a coverage standpoint. You know, basically for me, it's always been put it outside the numbers.
How do you think he's done with that?
Well, he's been off and on. He's had some good ones, and he's had some that are not so good.
You talked about wanting to see more consistency in your passing game and get a little more time in rhythm. With the starters not playing very much in the last preseason game, can that be developed in practice?
It can. If guys practice, it can. We had a couple real, real nice indications of that here this afternoon. Well, you always have to do that, but you know, I don't know if they're anything like me, but I don't read any of that stuff.
What have you seen from your defense that gives you optimism that you know, that can be a good, solid unit this year?
Well, I think that you focus on different people on different days have shown the ability to do certain things, and what we've got to do is take what we have and match it up with what they can do well. And then situationally be able to utilize them. So I've seen things along those lines that are things that are positive, but there's no doubt, you know, you're going to have to prove it against the best competition in football. So it's all in front of us.
Do you have to do that maybe more than usual with this group? I mean, you talk about with regard to being able to mix and match skills, because maybe you don't have a guy like Jason around. You don't have...
Well, there's different ways in which you try to accomplish that, but yeah, you are going to have to. You always do that anyway. You're going to have 16 to 18 guys that are your defensive team, and they cover all the situations for you.
Tom, has the team ever got to the point with JPP where they've let him examine his hand?
No.
Tom, can you tell a little bit about Odell? How important is he in your offense and his strength?
Well, he's very important, and you know it's obvious because of. The big play possibility that he brings anytime he touches the ball. So, you know, you're going to have an awful lot of direction in terms of the defense, what they know, what they're trying to do about defending, and that's going to give others a chance as well.
Coach, I know you probably talked about this yesterday, but Stephen Brown, I know you know what he can do. He's been here for you before. forward. Do you expect him to play in this game, this fourth game?
Yes.
What are you looking for from him?
I'm looking for him to play. I'd like to see the Stephen Brown we had the year he had, what, 9 interceptions or whatever that was? That's what I would like to see, and that's what we're trying to get a feel for, where he is with his game, and just see him play. Just put him in that position and see what happens.
With veterans like Stevie and Merriweather and Miles here, do you feel any better about your safety situation than you did earlier in camp?
Well, we'll see, depending on how we do this weekend. And I feel better with Collins, you know, getting some kind of a routine going, you know, having practiced and played, and I feel good about that. But, and to be honest with you, Cooper Taylor played well the other night, so I'm excited about seeing him play this weekend too.
Some of these people
you have to understand, some of these people that are starters are still going to play a little more. You know, they're going to play more. Some will continue to play in the game for X amount of plays. Others will come out, and that's going to give us a chance to see a little bit more of what they can do.
Last question.
Given how little, though, that the starters will be playing as a group together, is there anything they can do success-wise or opposite that they'll change your opinion going into the regular season?
About who?
About the group in general.
Play well. Take it and score. Stop the other guy. Stop the run. Run the ball. I can get some opinions based on that kind of stuff, too.